This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. As lawmakers continue to convene for a special legislative session, Republican members are grappling with a bitter divide in their party. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Two men now claim to lead Colorado's Republican Party after Central Committee members ousted Chair Dave Williams over the weekend. Williams says the vote was illegitimate. Republican Senator Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs called the situation a distraction.
The public looks at that and it's one more party squabble, and frankly the other side of the aisle has its own, and it has very little to do with what's happening here this week, which is what we got elected to do.
It's likely the RNC or courts will have to weigh in on who ultimately controls the party mechanics, like bank accounts, emails, and social media. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Updated vaccines are said to be available in Colorado soon. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's safe to receive COVID-19 and flu vaccines during the same visit. Data continues to show vaccines protect against severe outcomes of COVID-19 and flu, including hospitalization and death, according to the agency. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist.
I would say that probably 2 to 3 weeks is a good bet for timing for when the COVID vaccine should start arriving in the state.
During the last flu season, nearly 45,000 people in the country are estimated to have died from flu complications. And Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff will visit Colorado for a fundraiser this week. Emhoff, the husband of VP President Kamala Harris, will deliver remarks in Aspen.